And we do want to welcome everyone who's listening on EAA Radio and also worldwide on the internet on our web stream. We know we have a lot of folks who want to be here at Oshkosh, but for one reason or another can't make it this week. And we want to welcome those of you who are listening in at home or anywhere here on the site. You know, for the past 40 years, Oshkosh has been home to EAA and our annual convention. Oshkosh on the Water is the slogan of the city. Although, like we've found out, it should maybe be Oshkosh in the water this year. But we really do appreciate the fact that the city of Oshkosh continues to welcome EAA annually, and especially this year with all the challenges we've had with the weather. The businesses and residents of Oshkosh have really opened up their hearts and their hands and sometimes their driveways and parking lots to find places to put campers throughout the city and surrounding areas. And we really do appreciate that. And each year, our mayor, Paul Esslinger, presents the key to the city. But tonight is kind of a very special presentation with our salute to veterans. So to begin tonight's presentation, I'd like you to join me in welcoming Mr. Bill Harrison, who is the past president of EAA's Warbirds of America. Bill.
Thank you very much, and once again, welcome. I think of the gentleman whose name was quickly forgotten, who introduced President Lincoln before the Gettysburg Address, who spoke much, much longer than the president, and as I said, was quickly forgotten. So my talk will be very short, but I do want to introduce you to the gentleman who is going to receive the keys to the city. Colonel Harold Weekly and I first became acquainted in 1978. I was crazy enough to purchase a B-17 bomber. It was sitting on a field in Dothan, Alabama. It had been sitting there for several years. I purchased it. We moved it over to Griffin, Georgia on a ferry permit, and then we started getting it ready to fly. But the real problem was I couldn't fly the thing. No one had ever taught me how to fly, and you have to have a type rating. So I looked around, and working in the FAA office in Atlanta was a gentleman who was a retired Air Force colonel. He was the inspector for the FAA at that time, and they introduced me to Hal Weekly. And that was the beginning of a long-term friendship that has gotten better with each year. He joined us with the B-17. He worked with us on getting me qualified and others qualified in the airplane. We brought it to Oshkosh, and he was hooked. He became very active in the EAA and the Warbirds. He's continued that, mentoring other pilots in the B-17, but not only that, he's working with kids and telling them stories. He has a lot of stories to tell. He was shot down over Germany, bailed out, survived, escaped through the help of French farmers. That story could take up all evening, but nevertheless, he got back. And he has. We were very fortunate to get him involved with our program, which he has continued. He lectures over at the museum. He teaches the new pilots, but like I said, he really works with the kids. I'm not going to take any longer. It's just my pleasure to introduce my mentor, my fellow aviator, and most of all, my longtime friend, Colonel Retired Harold Weekly.
Well, thank you very much. It's certainly a pleasure to be here. And the mayor's right behind me, so I can't speak too long. But
I want to introduce the mayor when you get
Oh, I thought you were going to run me off.
No.
But
I couldn't do it anyway.
But I'm very proud to be here and to accept this award for the EAA and for all of our veterans we have in the audience. Would the veterans be good enough to stand up so I can see where y'all are? All the veterans, please stand up. Thank you. As far as I'm concerned, we're all comrades in arms, and it means a lot to have these many people here, and we all enjoy this particular week, because thank goodness I think the rains are over anyway. We need that. But I'm just overcome with the possibility of meeting the mayor here tonight, because I've always loved Oshkosh. I've been here working as a volunteer for 31 years. I've been here several other times, so I've been here about 50 years. I only have one problem. We need to move this place about 1,000 miles south, because I can't stand the cold anymore. But we'll see what the mayor has to say, and maybe I can get a bratwurst out of this.
Now, I'd like to bring on the stage and introduce Paul Esslinger, the Honorable Paul Esslinger, the mayor of the city of Oshkosh. Please give him an EAA welcome.
Thanks, Bill, for that welcome. On behalf of all the residents of the city of Oshkosh, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you. It truly is an honor and a pleasure to be here this evening before all of you. Back in 2002, I was on the Common Council as a Common Council member, and I came up with the idea of this award, and I took it to Tom Poberesny. And if you haven't met Tom, he's a kind of a consummate business guy. You know, if you're going to talk to him, you better have your act together, you better know what you're talking about, and I seldom have those abilities. So when I went in to talk to him, I kind of floated the idea of having a Key to the City award, because we have such phenomenal guests that come into the city, and he said he liked the idea, so I was really proud and happy with myself at that point in time, and I was just hoping that one day that I would be able to be the mayor and hand out this award, and so this is one of my crowning achievements, in my opinion, that I get to do this. Last year it was Dick Rutan, this year Mr. Weekly. So I had a long version of a speech and a short version, and I know you all want to listen to a politician on a Monday night. You don't have anything else to do, so I'll do the long version, right? Okay, no. All right. This evening, the Key to the City will be awarded to an individual that I believe has attained a hero status. And I'd like to touch on that word hero for a moment. That word we often hear these days, it's tossed around quite a bit. But my definition of a hero, and I hope yours is the same, is someone that knowingly will put their life in jeopardy without regard for their own life. The gentleman being honored tonight climbed aboard a B-17 on numerous occasions. He didn't know if he was going to survive the flight. He didn't know if he'd be shot down. He didn't know if he'd be captured, tortured, or killed. And he did it all for his country, so we could enjoy our freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a hero. And the fact is, if it weren't for this individual, and thousands of individuals just like him, we would not have the freedom that we enjoy today. The recipient is accepting the award on behalf of all veterans, but tonight we're going to shine the spotlight on him. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me as presenting the Key to the City of Oshkosh to Colonel Hal Weekly.
They wouldn't know if there's anything else I could say. I don't think there's anything else I can say at all. But I so much appreciate it, and it's so great seeing everybody out here. And thank you ever so much. Have a good night.